It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. Maxwell House, America's favorite coffee, brings you a new series of programs featuring the domestic adventures of that lovable Mr. and Mrs. George and Gracie. Yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the Les Paul Trio, and the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. Well, there's lots of excitement at the Burns home today. It seems that during the summer, George and Gracie's landlord sold their house, so they're forced to vacate. As we look in on them now, they're packing to move to their new location.
Phew. Boy, you don't realize how much stuff you've accumulated until you start to move. Look at that stack of boxes I carry downstairs.
And I want you to know I packed all of those there.
Quite a job. Where'd you get the boxes?
I used all my hat boxes. Wasn't that clever?
Wonderful. What did you pack in them?
My hat.
Gracie, you're surely not going to move all those monstrosities over to our new house.
Monstrosities? Here, look. Now, look at this beautiful creation. Isn't that worth moving?
Why move it? Just turn it loose and it'll fly over.
Well, George, you're the boss. If you don't like that hat, out it goes.
Good.
I'll go right down and get a new one.
I like it. Oh, come on, let's get busy. Does this stuff go?
Yes.
These old mouse traps? You're moving those?
Well, sure, why not?
They're all rusty. They haven't been used for ages.
I know, but now that there are no points on cheese, we can afford to have mice again.
Maybe even rats. Small ones. What's in those bottles?
Oh, those are some perfumes I bought. They're supposed to have a wonderful effect on men. I've been trying them out on you.
Really?
Hmm?
Want to take them all with you?
Oh, if not. Read the names to me.
Mad Embrace.
Throw it out.
Moment of Ecstasy.
Throw it out.
Flaming Desire.
Throw it out.
Memories of Yesterday.
Keep it.
I hope I didn't influence your choice. Boy, look at that load of stuff we've got. I'm glad we rent furnished. At least we don't have any furniture to move.
Except our easy chair. The one that Mama gave us.
Oh, honey, that thing is all worn out. Let's not bother to move it.
But it's an heirloom. It's been in my family for years. But my mother had that chair before she had me.
Must have been quite a surprise to your father.
Why, if my mother came to visit us and she found this chair gone, she'd turn right around and go back to San Francisco.
I see.
You George, put down that axe.
I see. This broken-down antique is not worth moving. It stays here.
It goes with us.
It stays.
It goes.
It stays.
Oh, I hope that's not been moving in already. Come in. Bill Goodwin.
Gracie. Hello, George.
Hiya, Bill. Gee, it's good to see you again.
Same here, George. Hey, how come everything's piled in the middle of the floor?
This is moving day. Oh, and Bill, you can help us settle a little argument.
Oh?
Don't you agree that even though something is old and worn out and maybe has funny old bent legs, don't you agree I should take it to the new house just for sentimental reasons?
Well, sure. Why, doesn't George want to go?
Still a comedian, I see.
Oh, yes.
She was referring to a chair, Bill.
Oh, well, how come you're moving?
Well, George had a fight with the landlord, and the landlord told George to move. Then he sold the house from under it. Then he sent us an eviction notice. Then he came and started throwing our things out of the window, so we thought, why rent from a fellow when there's a chance we may not get along with him?
Yeah. I like our new location better anyway.
Me too. It's close to the NBC studios. That's where we're going to broadcast our new radio program this season.
Say, Bill, while we're on the subject of a new program, how would you like to work with us again?
Well, gee, I'd love to, George, and it's swell of you to ask me, but Now that I've had a taste of pictures, I'm through with radio.
I'm sorry to hear that, Bill. But you are doing swell in pictures, all right. Gracie and I saw you with Betty Hutton in Incendiary Blonde.
Oh, you're wonderful, Bill. Well,
thanks.
Incendiary Blonde was certainly the perfect name for that picture.
Yeah, what a blonde. That hair, that figure, that sex appeal.
Well, thanks. You know, a lot of people thought the picture was named for Betty Hutton.
Brother.
Bill, won't you reconsider about working on the radio?
Well, no, I'm sorry, Gracie. From now on, I'm strictly a picture man. Imagine making love to Betty Hutton all day. And they paid me for it. Radio's so cold. You stand up in front of a cold piece of steel called a microphone. No warmth. No beauty.
But you'd be working for George.
No money. I'm sorry, kid. Believe me, if I'd do it for anybody, it'd be for you. But $1 million a week couldn't get me back on the radio. Love those pictures.
Well, thanks.
Well, thanks for asking me, George. So long and a lot of luck on your new program. By the way, who's your sponsor?
Maxwell House Coffee.
Oh, swell. Well, so long. Maxwell House Coffee? Are you kidding? You mean that delicious coffee that's good to the last drop?
Sure.
Well, why didn't you say so? Holy smoke, that's different. That's the greatest coffee I've ever tasted. I'll be tickled to death to work on your program if I can talk about Maxwell House coffee.
Well, aren't you afraid I won't pay you enough money?
Money? Who cares about money? Just give me a pound of that coffee every week.
Well, Bill, you won't be making love to Betty Hutton.
Hutton, schmutton, give me that coffee. Why, Maxwell House is bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world. Didn't you know that?
Well, yes, I know.
Why is it? Because it's got more flavor, that's why. More flavor in the blend, because it's a perfect combination of fine, rich, mellow Latin American coffee.
You know that, Jim.
And more flavor in the cup, because of radiant roast, which uniformly develops the delicious, full-bodied flavor of every coffee bean.
We know that.
Why, Maxwell House is coffee at its full-flavored best. Appetizing, rich, full-bodied, mellow. You've got to let me say that on your program, George. Please. Please let me say it. Please. Please.
All right, Bill. You can say it. Now get up off your knees.
Oh, thank you, George. Thank you. You're good. You're kind.
Oh, Bill, stop licking his hands.
Please. Maxwell House. Bless you, George. I won't forget this. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Bill. All right.
You're good, George.
All
you're
right.
Kind.
All right, Bill.
I love you, George.
I love you. Now stop.
You're good, George. You're kind.
Now it's Les Paul and his trio with Out of Nowhere.
Finishes the packing, Gracie. As soon as the moving men get here, we can start for the new house.
Yes. I hope we'll have some nice neighbors over there.
Me too. Mrs. Morton and Mrs. Bagley are all right. But I'd like to see you get acquainted with some housewives your own age.
Well, maybe now I can. Shirley Temple got married last night.
Gracie, if you're Shirley Temple's age, I'm Van Johnson's age.
Well, that's not such a stretch of the imagination. You look a lot like Van Johnson. You have the same cute dimples in your face.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The only difference is yours are longer and there are more of them.
Thanks, kid. You know, now that I think about actually leaving here, it kind of makes me sad. Every room in this house holds memories.
Yes. The kitchen where I fixed your meals, the aquarium where we ate them, the living room.
The aquarium?
I meant the dining room. Well, you can't blame me for getting mixed up. We've seen nothing but fish there for 3 years.
How true.
The living room where we used to snuggle in front of the fireplace. I don't know which kept me warmer, the fireplace or your kisses.
Oh, Gracie.
I think it was your kisses. How about one right now?
Okay.
Hope we have a fireplace in the new house.
We will.
Well, I better run right over and see if the new house is ready for us to move in.
Okay. Answer the front door first, will you, Gracie?
Yes, dear.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns.
Well, Mr. Postman, how are you this morning?
Oh, tip-top. Absolutely tip-top. Full of the old zip and pep, vim and vigor. I'm simply bursting with energy.
My goodness. You sound like a breakfast food.
Yeah. Here's your mail, Mrs. Burns.
Thank you. Oh, this reminds me. I better go to the post office and give them our change of address.
Don't tell me you're moving.
Yes, we're moving today.
Oh, no, don't move. When I come to this house, I want to see your pretty smiling face framed in the doorway.
Well, I don't think I could leave it here just for that.
Oh, this is terrible. I'm so unhappy. I just want to scream with anguish.
Well, if it'll make you feel any better, go ahead.
Thank you.
I wish you wouldn't take it so hard. We're only moving to 360 North Camden. I'm going over there right now.
But I'll never see 360 North Camden?
Yes.
Oh, that's on my route. Oh, happy day.
Good. Now you don't feel like screaming with anguish anymore.
No, now I want to scream with joy.
Well, let it go.
Thank you.
Your joy sounds a lot like your anguish.
Oh, thank you. Well, goodbye, Missy Burns. Remember... keep smiling.
Now, let's see. Yeah, this is it. 360. Hope the door is open so I can get...
Hello there.
Oh, hello.
So you're the tenant who lives in 360?
Well, not yet. I'm moving in today.
Well, I live right next door in 362. Kind of looks like I'll be your neighbor.
Oh, how nice. You know, there's nothing like having neighbors who live nearby.
Yeah, that's true. Wilson is my name, Meredith Wilson.
Oh, how do? Mine's Gracie Allen.
Glad to know you, Miss Allen.
Well, it's really not Miss Allen. When I meet a man for the first time, I generally introduce myself as Miss just to see what will happen. But in your case, I know. So you can call me Mrs. Burton.
Oh, so you have a better half.
No, just a husband.
Well, how soon are you moving in, Mrs. Burns?
Well, right away, if the other tenant is vacated. By the way, have you noticed him move out?
No, but I never have seen the fellow who's been living there. He must not be very friendly.
Well, maybe he didn't like to show his face because he wasn't attractive.
Well, in that case, I expect to see plenty of yours.
Oh, Mr. Wilson. Oh, you're so galant.
No, no.
And so easy to leave. Tell me more about yourself.
Well, I was born in Mason City, Iowa.
Mason City, Iowa. Well, isn't it a small world?
You mean?
Yes, I was born in San Francisco, California. Right in the same country.
You don't say.
Why, what do you do, Mr. Wilson? I mean, how do you make a living?
Well, I'm a musician. I play the flute.
Oh, you poor man. I should think you'd have taken up some better paying instrument, like a clarinet.
Well, why should the clarinet be better paying than the flute?
Oh, I don't know. It has so many more holes.
Gosh, I never thought of that. But I don't do so badly, Mrs. Burns. I have my own orchestra.
Really?
Yeah. I have a style of music that I kind of dreamed up called chiffon.
Chiffon. Oh, it sounds beautiful. What's it like?
Well, it's sort of a soft 8-beat, you know, while the violins go, then the woodwinds go, that's chiffon.
Well, that's nice, but I think I like music better. Say, I've just had a wonderful idea. As long as you're such a lovely neighbor, why not have your orchestra play on our radio program?
Your radio program?
Yes, my husband George Burns and I have a new show.
Well, gosh, I'd love to play on it.
Well, first you'll have to sell yourself to my husband, of course. In our family, his decisions are absolutely final. No one can change them but me.
Well, I don't believe I've ever met Mr. Burns. What does he look like?
George, oh, he's stunning. He's the male Betty Grable.
Oh, then this must be your husband coming up the walk now.
Oh, no, that's Phil Goodwin.
Hi, Gracie. I thought I'd drop by and see if I could help you get settled in the new house.
Thank you, Bill. Oh, I'd like you to meet Meredith Wilson. Meredith, this is Bill Goodwin.
Hello, Meredith.
Hiya, Bill.
Well, it looks like you two boys will be on our radio program together.
Oh, well, I'm sure we'll be the best of friends, Meredith.
Thanks, Bill. You know, when you walked up, I thought you were George Burns.
There goes the shortest friendship I ever had.
You two will excuse me. I'll run home and get my husband. Goodbye, boys.
So long, Gracie.
Goodbye, Mrs. Burns.
See, I sure hope you're on the show, Meredith. I think your music is wonderful. I'm anxious to hear your first number.
Well, thanks, Bill. How would you like something in chiffon?
Well, after the program, business is going on. Meredith, do you think George will hire you?
Well, if I were back in my hometown of Mason City, Iowa, I know how I'd get in good with George.
How?
Well, whenever a new neighbor moved in, we'd prepare some hot food, and we'd take it over to their new house. So when they moved in all tired and hungry, they'd have a nice surprise.
Oh, we'll do that here. Food always makes a hit with an actor. It'll even make a hit with George Burns.
Well, that's just what it'll do. My mother used to make wonderful spare ribs and sauerkraut. I'll fix a big pot of spare ribs and sauerkraut, and I'll put it on their dining room table.
Oh, swell.
Well, excuse me, Bill. I'd better go find a cabbage head.
No, just fix the food. Gracie will bring him over.
Meredith Wilson in a celebrated chiffon music. And eat his dance. Thank you.
Let's go and look around. Got the key?
Mm-hmm.
Well, go in.
Uh-uh.
Why not?
I want you to carry me across the threshold.
Oh, Gracie.
But you always have, dear. Come on. Pick me up in your arms.
Okay.
Shall we try a piggyback?
Just forget it. Come on in. Say, this is going to be nice when we get... Hey, there must be someone here. There's food on the table. Hot food. Look.
Sauerkraut. George, maybe this is where Hitler's hiding.
I doubt it. I see. Do you realize what this means?
What?
It means the old tenant hasn't moved out yet.
Oh, my goodness. Then we can't move in.
Exactly. And our house is sold, and the new owners are already there. Gracie, you've got no house to live in.
Oh, that doesn't worry me a bit, darling. Why, even the cave would be home if you were there.
Really?
Oh, sure. And once a month, I'd visit you.
Where would you be?
In San Francisco with my mother.
Well, I'm not living in any cave. The tenant was supposed to be out of here 3 days ago. If I get my hands on him, I'll break his neck. I'll murder him. I'll pick him up and throw him right out the window.
Good. Maybe he's upstairs. I'll call him. Oh, Mr. Shh. Shit.
Quiet. Come down here and tell me.
Sorry, that's right. George, you need help and I know just where to get it. Wait here.
Hello, Mrs. Barnes. Have you moved in yet?
Not quite, Mr. Wilson. Oh, would you still like to get on the right side of my husband?
You bet I would.
Well, I know how to make him fall madly in love with you.
Gosh, all I had in mind was a job on the show.
Mr. Willis, the old tenant next door refuses to leave. Now, if you can get rid of him, I know George will do anything for you.
Well, I know how to handle a fellow like that. I won't even argue with him. I'll just hit him over the head with my flute.
Good. But be sure you don't hit my husband by mistake.
Oh, I won't. You said your husband was the male Betty Grable, didn't you?
That's right.
Just wait here.
Yes?
How do you do? May I see your legs, please? Really? Your legs. Would you mind pulling up your pants?
Okay.
Your underwear, too.
Oh, Daddy.
A little higher.
There.
Well, you're no Grable.
Oh.
Now, get out of this house.
What right have you got to... Wait a minute. Is that your spare ribs and sauerkraut on the table?
It is.
Then you get out. I know my rights, and I'm staying right here. I paid for this house, and nobody can scare me out.
Boo.
Okay, I'll go.
Well, that tenant is gone for good, Gracie.
Did you hit him with your flute?
I'll say. In fact, I hit him too hard. Now it sounds out of tune when I play it.
Well, George will buy you a new one. And you can sell that one to Guy Lombardo.
Do you think George will put me on the program now?
Meredith, when he finds out what you've done, there's no telling what he'll do.
Gee, that's swell. Well, let's go over so I can meet him.
Well, I'll go first and prepare the way. You come over in a minute.
Okay.
George Burns, what are you doing sitting out here on the sidewalk?
That crazy tenant threw me out.
Well, we'll take care of him later. Oh, George, look, right now I want to talk to you about hiring Meredith Wilson for our program.
I can't think now. My head aches. That lunatic hit me over the head with a flute.
But all you have to do is say you'll hire me.
A flute.
Well, here I am, Gracie.
Gracie? You know this big lunatic?
Him? You mean the fellow with the bent flute?
That's right. Who's he?
Well, if I tell you, will you hire Meredith Wilson for our program?
Yes, yes, I'll hire Meredith Wilson. Now, who is this man?
George, shake hands with Leopold Stokowski.
George and Gracie will be back in a minute, but now, Meredith, I'd like to make an announcement. Could I please have a chord from the orchestra?
Sure thing. Bass, violas, and cellos, play your low C and G, A and E. That's very good. That's the low string for mellowness. Now, the piano and the harp, just keep repeating the first bar of Grieg's Morning. A little faster. And the electric guitar and the symphony. That's fine. That's the rhythm section for richness. Violin C and G, please. Also A and E with a tremolo. That's right. Fiddle for full body. Now a bar of Umbrella Man from the woodwinds, which we will use for vigor. And now, Mr. Goodman, your chord.
And Meredith, that certainly is a chord. Beautiful. Matter of fact, you blended that chord in pretty much the same skillful way that Maxwell House craftsmen blend certain fine Latin American coffees to create that distinctive Maxwell House flavor. Like this. There are Manizales for mellowness. Bucaramanga.
Goody, goody, jello pudding tonight. It tastes like caramel, only more so.
You ain't kidding, that's right.
And just the jello sings the latest lock and flavor can't be beaten. For the proof that jello pudding's in the eating.
The jello twins are hard to find, but keep on looking in your store. When sugar shortages are over, there'll be more.
Just the taste of jello pudding or of jello, and you know it's the one and only J-E-L-L.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI Los Angeles. Transcribed.
Way back when I had a spinning wheel, Grandma's bread about the taste for tea. But today and every way, ask any man all about the goodness of Barbara Ann. When you want bread at its best, reach for Barbara Ann.
Here, Noah Webster says at 9:30 over this station.